What's going on, gamers? Welcome back to the Graveyard. I'm the Graveyard Gamer, and thank you for joining me for this Graveyard review of Gotham Knights. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Gotham Knights is interesting because just like the four members of the Bat family who live in the shadow of Batman, this game lives in the shadow of the Arkham series, which is interesting because there is no connective tissue between the Arkham series and Gotham Knights. Like, this is its own world. They don't share the same past history. So it's one of those things that, you know, you get stuck in that shadow, and it's this heavy burden to bear because people love the Arkham series so much. Now, this game does have some aesthetics and whatnot that kind of look like, hey, they could place in that world, but they don't. There's no connection there. So understand that there's a lot of baggage when it comes to this game, and I think it caused people to look pretty heavy at it. Plus, if you remember before this game released, it came out that it would only be in 30 frames per second, and people lost their mind. In fact, I did an entire Graveyard Gaming episode about that. So with that being said, I have now played this game. I have now platinumed this game. So I have done everything in this game you can do. So I want to review for you. I want to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it may be, to kind of give you an idea of, does this game get the justice that the four members of the Bat family so strive for? Or has this game been kind of pushed away just because it wasn't the next Arkham game? Well, gamers, there's only one way to find out. Let's jump in and let's talk about Gotham Knights. Now, gamers, when it comes to the story, I'll stay as spoiler-free as possible. However, understand that I'm going to talk about one big thing that really shouldn't be a spoiler, because if you're going into this game, you probably already know this is the game where Batman is dead. And yes, you will see how Batman is killed and who kills Batman in the very first cinematic. Now, I'm not going to say who and how he dies, because personally, I feel like WB did a very good job of kind of shying away from that and all the pre-release kind of press, right? We didn't really know anything about that. We just knew that, hey, you're going to play as the Bat family. So I won't get into that. And it's some really cool story stuff there as well that I'll get into in a minute without getting into spoilers. But once Batman is dead, that moves you to the proper game in which you actually play as the Bat family. Now, the Bat family in this game consists of Nightwing, the original Robin, who goes to Bloodhaven to kind of become his own man. He's back. And, you know, he's kind of got these big shoes to fill where he almost feels like since he was the first sidekick, he should be the next Batman. Then you have Jason Todd, aka the Red Hood. He was the second Robin and very infamously killed by the Joker in this game. And I believe this is the same way in the comic books. He was brought back to life by a Lazarus pit, which is kind of messed with his mind. Not only is he kind of dealing with the effects of Batman being dead, which is very close to him just coming back to life in this game, it's kind of one of those things that he's a little bit more aggressive and he's trying to work on that. Then we have Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, who in this game at one point was paralyzed but is back to being fully healthy and she's a crime fighter again. However, she's dealing with something too, because not only is her friend and mentor in Bruce Wayne, aka Batman, dead, but her father, James Gordon, died right before this game as well. So she's got two people she's mourning and coming to terms with. And then you have Tim Drake, the youngest and current Robin in this game, who is a young guy. I mean, he's a teenager. So the effect of his mentor dying really is weighing on him. And I think story-wise, all of those personalities and all the different things they're carrying are just fantastic. Like, WB did a great job with the writing in this game. Now, the way it's also told is pretty cool too, because I'm not even getting to the main missions here, to the main story. I'm getting into the side stuff here. Is every once in a while, the further you progress in the game, you'll notice a little icon that if you're playing as Nightwing, if you go interact with Alfred, or maybe the TV in the Watchtower, or maybe it's somewhere in this Gotham City, especially if you're Batgirl, it'll reveal a little bit more story. You'll see a little bit more understanding of what they're going through. And it's all done to kind of flesh out these characters that you can't really do when you're switching them in and out in different missions. These are ways that if you're playing as Robin, you get to see a little bit more of what's going on in his mind. These little cutscenes, they all take maybe 3, maybe 5 minutes at most, but I thought it just did a great job of making the stories very personal for each individual character. And you also get to see how they kind of go from being these four individuals to morphing into the Gotham Knights, if you will, to becoming the next version of the Protectors of Gotham. I really absolutely love that. And the story itself, the main story, I thoroughly enjoyed. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Myself, my good friend Hulking Yoda over at Lost at Sea Gaming, a great gaming podcast right here on Anchor, for the longest time before the release or the announcement of this game, him and I were hoping that WB would actually do a sequel to Batman Arkham Origins, and it would feature the Court of Owls. They're just a fantastic little secret society, an awesome little mythos in the Batman lore. We really wanted to see that. Well, this doesn't feature Batman fighting the Court of Owls, but you, as the Gotham Knights, will find out that they are very much active in Gotham. They're not just a fairy tale, as Gotham Knights are kind of thinking they are, right? So I thought that was absolutely fantastic. The way they kind of slowly roll them out. This isn't like, hey, cool, first mission, the Court of Owls, let's go get them. It is very slowly but methodically rolled out to the point that when you finally come across the Court of Owls, it's a big moment. And then they stay pretty prevalent throughout the rest of the story. But they've also kind of done it in a way that they're prevalent and is focused on them. So it never actually feels like Batman or anybody should have known about these guys. They still stay underground. And like the Gotham Knights have to go pretty deep to find them each and every time. I thought that was fantastic. I will say there is another faction that makes themselves known in this game. And I think it blends perfectly with the Court of Owls. And just, I don't know, it just really enhanced that game to where you have this two-pronged attack on the Gotham Knights. And they're trying to take them down. That personally, I just felt like this story was just fantastic. I said in the intro that this game lives in the shadow of the Batman Arkham series, but the one thing that it actually does that I feel like is equal to those games, all four, Asylum, City, Origins, and Knight had fantastic stories, and I think Gotham Knights has a story that is just as good. Like I said, you get the individual personal stories that I think are fantastic. You get the kind of group story of them kind of forming together, and then you just get this great detective story where I actually do feel like you kind of act as detectives a little bit more than you do in the previous games. Again, they're not connected, but I can't help but make that connection. The previous Batman Arkham series, where you actually have to find clues and track these things down, and of course it's somewhat linear in that when you get into the mission structure, but it does feel like you're putting those pieces together. So for me, the story was awesome. So gamers, when it comes to the graphics, I gotta say, I think this is a really good looking game. This is not gonna melt your PS5, it's not gonna melt your Series X, but it's also better looking than I think a lot of people give it credit for, right? Everybody heard about that 30 frames per second, and you just kind of expect it to be a crap game for some reason. I don't know what those frames per second do to people, but they do a lot. Personally, playing through the game, I thought everything looked great. One, graphic, the fidelity, all of that stuff, I think looked good. But when you get into designs, I think that's where it really stands out. Now, there's some enemies that I can't really talk about because I don't think there are any of the press releases, so I don't want to go into that. But what I will say is the enemies that are known, Batman Rogue Gallery enemies, I think you're going to like the way they look. And then when you get into the actual Gotham Knights themselves, I think they all look fantastic. I mean, everybody is crisp, it's clear, you can definitely see some really cool designs there. And I like the way they look. I mean, they look like what I, in my mind, picture Nightwing or Batgirl to look like. Then you have the suits, and this is when the design gets into play, right? This is where you stop talking about the fidelity of the graphics, and you actually talk about where they went with the design, and I love it. So there's a couple of different types of suits in this game. So you have the generic suit that you unlock at the beginning of the game, and hey, this is what the game gives you for Nightwing's outfit. Cool. Well, then as you're playing through the game and you're picking up loot, you might pick up, for example, a Nightwing costume that does elemental damage, right? And it's going to sit there. Those stats are going to be higher for that. And it's going to have a different style. A lot of times, I thought those designs looked really freaking cool. However, there's also some suits you unlock through doing challenges. Now, these are really cool because these don't really have any stat buffs to them, but they're used for transmog. And if you don't know what transmog is, Assassin's Creed Odyssey really made it popular a couple years ago. That's when you say, hey, I like the look of this suit, but I like the stats of this suit better, so I'm going to copy this look and put it on that one. And that's what you do with these suits. And man, I think there's so many that look cool. There's some out-of-the-box looking ones, like a pirate one or a samurai one, that aren't as hokey as it sounds like when I say it. When you actually see them in action, they look pretty badass. My personal favorite is when you get done with the game, especially if you start maxing these characters out, you're going to get the knighthood version of these characters. And those suits are fantastic. So for me, I think the character design looks great. I think the basic graphic fidelity is great, but the biggest thing that I want to highlight is Gotham City. To me, this is the definitive version of Gotham City so far in a game. For one, in Arkham Knight, I thought it looked really cool, but it was really broken into three distinct cities that all kind of were samey, right? Maybe a little designed a little different, but they all kind of, to my memory, as best as I can remember, they all were like, you know, just city blocks, right, and buildings and whatnot, you know, looks good, can't take that away. Then we saw Arkham Origins. It was really Arkham City's map, just kind of like, hey, this is actually a city, not, you know, a criminal walled off building. However, with Gotham Knights, since it's not tied to either one of those games, it can do its own version of Gotham City, and I thought it was fantastic. You still have three big areas you go through, but they just feel more like a city does. You know, there's little islands in between here and there. There's, you know, industrial areas, port areas. There's, you know, apartment complexes and, you know, college campuses and all of these things that actually makes it feel lived in. And that's probably the other big thing, too, that I'll point out is this game actually has shocking citizens walking around, something the Arkham series did not have. So at the end of the day, I think the graphics are really good. I love the design of everything. It looks great. And then the general graphics as well, I think look pretty good. I mean, they look like they fit on a PS5 or a Series X. They're just, again, they're not going to blow you away. So gamers, when it comes to the combat in this game, I gotta say, I really enjoyed it. Now, here's the big trick. Because it's a Batman game, you're gonna jump in there, you're gonna be like, alright, cool, man. Free flow combat. That's what it was called in the Arkham games. That's what so many third-person action games have sat there and kind of aped over the last generation and a half. However, it's a little different in this one. Yes, it is that kind of almost rhythmic hitting the square button on the PlayStation to like throw punches and kicks and like jump all the way across a group of people to continue fighting. However, two big things. Number one, there's no combo, meaning you're not building up to hit a finishing move, right? And at the same time, there's no counter. That's right. That's probably the biggest learning curve you will have to do is not hitting the triangle button. You're not going to have your head flash above you to kind of counter somebody and knock them away. No. You hit the triangle button, you're throwing batarangs or whatever it may be, your ranged weapon at them. The only way to kind of get away from them is to dodge. And trust me, that can be a little bit jarring at first. I don't know if it's the type of game. I don't know if it's because, again, living in the shadow of the Batman Arkham series. But it took me a little bit of time to get past that. However, I absolutely enjoy what they've done with the combat and the actual gameplay in general. So let me just break down this too. I said there's no combos, right? Now, yes, I mean, you're going to hit square, square, triangle. That's a combo. But that combo meter, the one that would be in the Arkham games where it would build up and you'd be up like 15 and that would allow you to do like, you know, an instant breaking of a guy's arm. That's not in this game. You will build momentum. However, the cool thing is it's not a combo in the sense of if you get hit, it doesn't take away your momentum. But as you build up your momentum, you actually unlock up to four different moves you can do. Now, these are really cool. Now, these abilities you're going to get through completing challenges, and I'll speak to challenges here in a little bit, but they're cool things. Everybody's got their own set of eight, and I think for the most part, they're all really cool. For example, Nightwing has one where he'll jump up and slam the ground, and anybody in that area is going to take damage while at the same time it's healing him. Red Hood will sit there and pull out his guns, and you can mark up to three or four people that when he shoots his bullets, they're going to bounce around and take those guys out. Those are awesome. So they really kind of add some variety to the gameplay. And the cool thing is, with these abilities and these special moves, they actually make each character feel different. Like, you don't feel like you're just playing Nightwing is the same as Robin, and Robin is the same as Batgirl. Like, they all feel differently. The other cool thing is, in this game, you will be upgrading. You will be earning XP, and you will obviously unlock skill points, which allows you to unlock other abilities. Now, these abilities affect more of the gameplay versus the combat, and I really enjoy this. For example, Batgirl, I mean, this is clutch for her. You can actually unlock her hacking ability, and what this allows her to do is, when she sees a security camera, once she, like, locks onto it, she can instantly hack it. That is very important, because you'll go to different areas in this game where you'll have to get around the security cameras and you have to find the correct button to press to turn them off. However, with her, you can just look at it and press it. That's very important when you get to like side missions where you've got to sit there and protect Bruce Wayne's identity. And that means you have to get in areas that have a lot of cameras on that computer you're trying to get to. With hers, it makes those missions a breeze. And then somebody like Robin, who can sit there and you can unlock abilities that if you're near an ally, you can heal them. Now, that's important when I talk about allies, because this game was announced as co-op in mind. However, I am very, very excited to say that when you play this game, you will not have any feeling that it is built for multiplayer if you're playing single player. I played this game 100% single player, and not once did I feel like this game ever pointed me that I needed to get Hulk and Yoda to jump on the game with me. Now, that's not to say, again, some of the abilities are kind of catered to that, like the ally one, because when you're just playing the game single player, you only play as one Bat Family person. You don't ever play as Robin and have Nightwing on the side controlled by AI. So those skill points are kind of really for multiplayer, but again, they're an option. There's plenty to pick from that you'll never feel like, oh man, I'm being forced to pick these. So there's a ton of cool options there. Also, when it comes to the world, I talked about the challenges. These are really cool. So you have the knighthood challenges, and these are completed more through story style challenges, if you will, where as you progress through the story, there might be something like, hey, take out so many Talons, which are the bigger Court of Owls enemies, take out so many of this villain or whatever it may be, and you've got to focus on those as you find them. However, there's other challenges throughout the game world, right? And these are cool because these are NPCs that you run through, and there's a couple of pretty popular ones here. Number one, you have the Penguin. That's right, the Penguin is somebody that you'll actually kind of work with. He'll give you some inside info, if you will. And really what it is when you meet up with him, he'll basically give you the challenges of, hey, clean up this area, take these guys out, which we all know why Penguin would want you to take out rival gangs. But as you do that and you unlock those challenges, he's going to give you some extra loot, which could be better weapons, it could be better gear, whatever it is. Lucius Fox will sit there and he'll throw some tech ones at you. Like, hey, if you craft so many suits, I'll give you so many of these buffers. One of the more popular ones in there is Officer Montoya. And as you sit there and deal with her, she wants you to clean up and take out some corrupt cops. And then you'll find some what I call guardian angels. Maybe these are known if you read the comic books or whatever, but there seem like citizens that just really want to do good and really help out Gotham City, and they'll basically just ask you to take out so many crimes. And that brings me to the next loop, and that is the crimes in this game, because you have two different types. Number one, you have the little random crimes you'll see out there, and these are very familiar if you played any kind of superhero game, right, where you just have a random street crime. That's what these are. However, the cool thing is when you go and you stop them, not only you earn XP and you're earning loot for doing this, but if you click in the button that allows you to scan, of course, it's a third-person action game. Every game nowadays has something where you kind of scan the enemies, right? You'll find out at least one person in those little crimes will be a snitch, essentially. And as long as you take them out and you interrogate them, they're going to give you information on premeditated crimes. Now, these are important because premeditated crimes are crimes in red. They have these big icons on the map, and they're a little bit harder. There's a wide variety of what you do, whether it's protecting a witness or stopping a jailbreak, essentially, or taking down an enemy stronghold. Like, these are things that you're going to have to go and take out, but you can't do it without that information provided by the snitches. The other thing about these premeditated crimes is they're going to give you a lot of XP. They're going to give you better loot. Some are easy, some are medium, some are hard. Here's the cool thing, too, and I thought this was kind of a cool feature. If you don't take them out on the night you play, they go away. Now, that's another thing, let me talk about, is the, I won't say a day-night cycle, but as you complete main missions, whenever you're kind of done with the main missions and you don't want to do any side stuff, if you go back to the Watchtower, some of those premeditated crimes are just going to go away. Like, they're only good for that night. You found out the information, essentially, from doing the random crimes, so you got to get there and stop it. If you don't stop the witness tampering, guess what? It's going to happen. So I thought that was really cool. It's something of a little tip for you is try to clear out as many of the white crimes as you can. They'll constantly pop up to a certain point and then it'll just be gone. If you do that in every area, one, it's going to help you get a trophy for getting 250 crimes knocked out. But two, it's going to allow you to get all the premeditated crimes popping up. Now, some premeditated crimes will pop up that night you're playing, but a lot will not show up until the next night. And that's just a great way to boost your XP, improve your gear, all of that fun stuff. Now, a caveat to that is it sounds really dynamic and really awesome, but understand that it's not going to blow your mind away. After the first couple of nights, that you'll kind of see what's going on outside of worrying about loot, outside of worrying about any kind of, you know, trophies or anything like that, you're probably going to be like, all right, no big deal. So just kind of bear in mind. I just thought it was a really cool feature that they did of, hey, it's not just about being the protector of Gotham and taking down the Court of Owls and whatever. It's also about the little crimes. It's also about these other things and maintaining your vigilance on Gotham's security overall. So ultimately, the gameplay to me was a lot of fun. Then I got to bring in traversal. This is a kind of a big one because you don't actually unlock fast travel until a little bit into the game. Now you do have your trusty bat cycle that every character will get on. However, once you get through the game a little bit, Lucius Fox will actually give you the option to be able to fast travel. Once you do certain missions, to each area. Now, that's really cool. But also, once you play as each character and you get a little bit higher in levels of your knighthood, you'll unlock their specific traversal method. And I'm going to be honest with you, Nightwing by far is the absolute best, because all you got to do is get a little momentum, jump off of something, and as long as you hold down the R2 button, he's going to equip a glider. And that glider will fly you all over. It's like a little personal plane, man. You'll sit there, you can go up, you can go down. You can't really go faster or slower, but I mean, it'll help you kind of get away. If you're just trying to get to one particular part and you don't really want to take a while to get there, it's the fastest way to get there. Robin will sit there and do a satellite thing, and I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't think it was too great. It was kind of cumbersome to kind of work, if I'm being honest with you. Red Hood does this really cool, like, running on, like, mystic portals, if you will, kind of odd. And the thing about his is he's constantly losing elevation. Batgirl kind of uses her cape, just like Batman in the Arkham series. However, you can't, like, dive bomb and pop back up to gain more speed. You will slowly lose that momentum, and you'll have to either use your grapple hook to get back up again or just land. So, by and large, if you're trying to clear up collectibles, if you will, or just trying to get from point A to B the quickest, it's probably going to be Nightwing's glider or his motorcycle. And the way you switch out characters is by going to the Watchtower. After you've completed whatever main mission and side missions you want to do, whatever crimes you want to take out, you'll opt to fast travel back to the Watchtower. Once you're there, you'll probably get a cutscene saying, hey, this is kind of what's up with the next main mission. Here's where you need to go. And that'll start the next day out. That's also where you'll go, and you'll be able to pick which character you want to choose from. I personally would recommend getting a nice variety. They all play differently. They all have their strengths and weaknesses. I honestly couldn't tell you one that I didn't like more than the others. I would have to say the top two that I played as would probably Nightwing and Red Hood. But now that I say that, I'm like, I don't know. I spent a lot of time as Batgirl as well. So ultimately, you can have a lot of fun. Just try it out. Don't go into this preconceived notion of, hey, this is Gotham Knights, Batman's dead, I'm only going to play as Nightwing. No, because that's the other cool part, is if you go as Nightwing and say you do the mission where you talk to Harley Quinn, she's going to have a different dialogue for you than if you went as Red Hood, or you went as Batgirl, or Robin. I think that is fantastic that they thought that far ahead. So for me, playing this game, whether it be the combat that I thought was awesome with its different ability moves and special moves, to the actual getting around the city and the different options and side missions you can do, I just thought it was fantastic. And that's going to bring me to one more final thing, and that is actually the mission structure. I've talked about the kind of miscellaneous crimes and the premeditated crimes, but you do have side missions. There's about three different enemies that you will chase down. I'll tell you, Harley Quinn is one of them. The other two, I'll let you figure out on your own. And they're really cool. They're about four or five missions each. Now, I will say that in all three of them, I felt like I got a boss fight that was really fun, and then I got a boss fight that was really frustrating. So you kind of got to deal with that, but they're really cool. The design of the mission you go on to, the stories that they present, I really enjoyed those. And then as far as the main missions, these main missions are really cool. Now, be aware, there's only 8 case files. And for the most part, that means that there's about 8 to 12 missions you'll do overall. If you were just wanting to fly through this game as quick as possible just to do the story, you could probably get it done really quickly. I will be honest with you about that. However, the main missions are awesome. Some of them involve a lot of stealth, some of them a lot of fighting. You're going to see a lot of cool things, and I'm telling you, that moment when you finally get to where the Court of Owls is, it is intense. It is really cool, the stuff going on, and then it just kind of builds, because like I said, there's another faction that's going to get involved that you're going to be like, oh, dude, should have seen this from the beginning, but that was fantastic. So for me, the story missions, the main missions, the premeditated crimes, and the regular random crimes, they just added to the fun of the combat. So for me, gameplay, big thumbs up. So gamers, when it comes to trophies and fun factors, I'm going to start with fun factor first. And let me just say, I thought this game was a lot of fun. Part of the combat that I really liked is the kind of getting away from that combo system from the Batman games, because that really did kind of hinder you when you'd sit there and you'd have like a 20-hit combo going, so you get the option to kind of break somebody like an instant knockout, and you get hit once and you lose it. I much prefer the idea of, hey, you're not really building a combo. It's just taking these people out, and as you do so many good things, you're going to build up your abilities meter. And another cool thing about that is, remember how in the Batman games, how you sit there and you'd have to fight a guy with a shield, and there was only one particular way to fight him. You're like, OXX to like hit him with your cape and slide under him, and then you could attack him. Well, in this game, it's not really like that. You're kind of moved towards using your abilities. Like, okay, they're using a cape. Cool. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to shoot them with my range ability. Or I'm going to sit there and I'm going to slam the ground, depending on who your guy is, and open them up for weakness. So I enjoyed that, man. At the same time, I just had a lot of fun feeling like a detective, cruising around and kind of maintaining the You see the citizens and you're protecting them. Like, it just felt like you were part of the Gotham Knights. Now, there is one thing that I kept dealing with over and over, and it got a little bit frustrating, and that was the stickiness of your characters. There are times where you get up on a ledge and you go to jump down, and it's like, nope, not gonna do that. Not jumping down, man. And it's just like, come on. Like, I can't explain it. It's just every once in a while you just kind of get where the game didn't recognize it. You're just trying to jump down. You don't want to be on this ledge. You want to actually jump down. The other thing is the momentum. I talked about, you know, if you're Batgirl and you kind of run out of your momentum and you start to slow down, well, you have your grappling hook to kind of help you, any of the characters, to get up to different buildings. If you're kind of just like, oh, cool, I'm going to get to the top of this building and you're using grappling hook. However, if you hit the X while you're zooming up it, it'll jumps you up. And that's supposed to allow you the option to kind of get some momentum, maybe use one of your traversal methods, whatever it may be. Sometimes that doesn't register. And you'll go up nice and slow and you'll just stop. And it's like, man, why didn't I pick up speed? So those kind of things kind of hindered a little bit. But overall, I thought it was a lot of fun playing this game. Now, when it comes to trophies, I got to say that the trophies, I'm a little bit cautious on saying they're awesome. And the reason being is this is one of those games, it's the ones that I like, that as you just kind of play the game and do a lot of things, you'll unlock the trophy after trophy. There are some that I think might be a little glitch. For example, there's these godmothers, as they call them, members of the Mafia Street faction that does a lot of crimes in the game. They're basically big woman tanks, right? You have to take 30 of those out. I'm going to tell you guys, I know I knocked out more than 30 of them. So there's that. Most of the time, though, they're just a little excessive on their stuff, like 30 of this enemy, 45 of this one, 15 of this one, and 10 of this one, and that's all one trophy. Or 250 crimes is kind of a lot. So a little bit excessive on some of the stuff, but by far the one that really frustrated me is you have to get to level 40. Gamers, the only way to get to level 40 is you have to beat the game, cap out at level 30, and then do New Game Plus. And for me, it took me about a third of the way through the main missions and doing plenty of side stuff to get that to pop. So I did get the platinum. I didn't think it was a bad platinum list. I just think they went a little excessive on some of the numbers for the enemy types. And to be honest with you, I am not a fan when developers make you restart a game on New Game Plus for some miscellaneous small trophies. Like, to me, it's like, yo, if I want to do New Game Plus, that should just be because I want to play the game, not because I want to go after a trophy. Like, I should be able to get the platinum in one run through. Unless it's something like Resident Evil where you're trying to get different grades and stuff like that. I get that. So that felt a little off to me. But overall, I thought it was a solid trophy list. So gamers, it's time to give a review score for Gotham Knights. And I gotta tell you, I kind of struggled. I almost wanted to give it a little bit higher of a score, but I'm going to settle on an 8.75. Truthfully, I think this game is better than you've seen in other reviews. A lot of reviews were giving it fives and giving it sixes, and ultimately I can understand if some people gave it a high seven, but I truly believe this game is firmly in the 8 to 9 category. In fact, I almost gave it a 9 like I was mentioning, but I don't know, I just feel like an 8.75 is the perfect score for this game. I think if you're a fan of Batman comics, I think you're going to enjoy this. If you're a fan of the characters of the Batman family, I think you're really going to dig this. And I loved some of the interpretations and where they went with this. I really do hope that we get a sequel. I don't know how plausible it is given the reception of this game, but I would love to see a sequel, love to see where they go with it. And I definitely got to give them a shout out for making a game that you can drop in, have multiplayer, but ultimately this game can be a single player's fantasy. I mean, it's just so much fun playing with these different characters. They included so much story, so much character growth, just awesome world to, you know, be a Batman family member in. So definitely a lot of fun. I highly recommend you guys checking this out. But of course, you can always let me know your thoughts on Gotham Knight at thegraveyardgamer@gmail.com, thegraveyardgamer on Instagram, or thegraveyardg on Twitter. Till next time, I'll be creeping out of the graveyard.